or is it of shal tes and of shal yud? Good. So we now are still back on track. Rav Papa said that there are tov desein ki yitzvim tov desein shalav ki yitzay behen. The Gemara says so far we haven't found it by bor because bor is two avos. Gemara says Ella. So where do we find the toldos of bor? Avnoi sakinoi umasoi sheinichon birshus harabim vehiziko heichidomi idaf gurinu. If he was mafkir the stuff, he was mafkir his knapsack. So bein l'rab bein l'shmuel hainu bor. Okay, so what did the Gemara say? So the Chara, this would be a told of the bor. Or would it be mamish bor? Would be over told of the bor. Hey, chidam, idi afkirin, Rashi said, the pal gave him perikam idiach, esakad. The tarvayu, amre, kolta, kolo, shivki, nafkalon, mi bor, de chayev, ki hey, chidam, bor, chiyuvir, shram, de havi, hefkir, kemin, lakamon, chaliske, kriyup, sikh, boloi, Av kol ta kol shiv kirachayim. We wanted to say the Rashi along the. They fixed this. They took away the laptop. We wanted to explain Rashi along the lines of what we said yesterday. So the Gemara said Rashi says kaloimar the koser rachmona keren. Hainu bor de tarvayu omru kol takola shivkir, anything that I leave in Rishus Harabim, that I was mafkir, nafkalon mi bor, it's a told of bor. Right? Anything that I leave in Rishus Harabim that does not belong, I was mafkir it, is a told of bor. The chayiv, ki heichi de bor chiyuv Rishus Harabim, I'm chayiv just like bor is chayiv b'shus harabim. Taviyef, again, this is Rashi Lishi Tosoi, that it's not teaching us that kol takola shivki b'shus harabim poter b'odom poter b'kelim poter b'sulim mekdoshin. Teaching us nafka lo mi bor the chayiv, that I'm in fact chayiv, I leave a knapsack b'shus harabim. Ki eichid the bor chayiv b'shus harabim. Taviyefkir. Kirvino lekamon, the perik shorsha noga chesapora, shall iske kirviya upsicha. That's what we pointed out yesterday. That the machayiv of bor is the maisa hezek. What's the maisa hezek? That I created a hezek. I created a mazik. Av kol takolo shifkira chayiv. So any maisa hezek that I created, Av kol takola shifkira chayiv. If I wasn't mafkirit, so then Rav and Shmuel are going to discuss whether it's a bor or a shor. But once I'm mafkirit, so then it has all the qualities of a bor. Right? So far so good. Except for Tosfos points out, and again, I'm assuming that this means it's a told of bor. Right? And then we're going to ask the cash, and we're going to assume right now that it's totally saying ki yoytzei bohen, that it has all the halachis of bor. So we have a told of bor. It's a told of bor that is totally saying ki yoytzven. Rashi Tosfos says vim toimar harav isle lekamon bor shechi yavosei toira lahavlev leilach abotah. It's machleik is Rav and Shmuel. How is the bor mazik? Rav says, Shmuel says, it doesn't matter how the boar is mazik. Whether the boar was mazik because of impact, because when the animal dropped, the impact of the fall damaged the animal, a chavota, or whether it's the change, all of a sudden, the rush of air, the change of air. Hard to imagine change of air pressure in 10 tzvachim. But somehow Maybe it's the fright, the behola, all of a sudden to drop. So that's what damaged the shor. So Shmuel says, does either way, one is chayiv. And Rav says, davkem lehavoloi veloi lechabotoi. Right, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? What's the Gemara say? If one builds a 10 tefach ridge, when takes a bulldozer and pushes the ground and pushes around to one side, and then builds a ramp, a wall, a mound, right? And the animal climbs the top of the ramp, top of the mound, and then falls off the other side. You right? So, according to Shmuel, you're potter. No, according to Rav, you're a potter. Because there's no hevel over there. There's no sudden drop. There's no rush of air. So, he'd be potter. And according to Shmuel, he's chayev. Because chavot is chavot is chavot, right? Doesn't matter whether you go below sea level or on top of sea level, right? Below subterranean or whether you're on top of the ground, you fall. So Gemara says that's enough. Give me the Rav and Shmuel. A person build a mound, b'shus harabim. An animal climbed the top, pretended it was a cliff, and dropped down. So according to Rav, Potter, bor shechi yavosei taira. So now Tosfos says, how could our Gemara say that Avnei Sakino Masoi is Bein the Rav, Bein the Shmuel? Avnei Sakino Masoi, a person trips and falls, right? And hurts himself. So that's Avnei Sakino Masoi. So Gemara says, Sile Rav, Sile Shmuel. Bein the Rav, Bein the Shmuel. When's it going to be Chayiv? Why is it Chayiv? Why is it not like the mound? What's Tosfos Teretz? No, what's the Teretz? Go ahead.
Which my answer, the way we understood it was that Rav doesn't really hold la fuke chavata. It's just in the case of a boar where the karka is like, I guess, which is Rav's, where it's not your.
Yeah.
Directly related to you, but when you put your knapsack on the ground, even if you're mafkir, that's still directly related to you.
Good. So what is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel now, according to this Tosfos? But David says correct, right? Tosfos says mishum de karka oilam is ikosoi, so you cannot be held responsible for karka oilam. Because Baruch Hu's karka, right? Dinu the Rebbeinu Shlomo, right? Person, according to Rav, if a person fell into a pit, and we are 100% sure that it wasn't Havoloi Shezi Kosei. I don't know how you can be sure, but we're sure, right? But we made maybe a. I'm sure that it's not Havoloi. But he hit. The impact hurt him. So Rav would say, Tosh the same shot. Rav would say he's potter because he has a tiny against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't have a tiny against the guy who dug the hole. However, when it comes to Avnei Sakino Masoi, and the guy tripped over Reuven's knapsack, Chabota Didehu. That Chabota was created by the Bala knapsack. Right? Does anybody say that's correct shot? How do we understand it? What does that mean? Rav says that what's the right Ton Hezver, correct? How does Rav distinguish between Avnei Sakino Masoi? Teisa the Gevaldik Akasha. He says Rav says Bor Shechivosei Torah is not the impact. If it's impact, if we can prove with certainty it was impact, potter. Why? Because I didn't put the ground there. I was Megala the ground. Right? But it was Baruch Hu's ground. Right? person that trips in the forest. Hefker to the forest. Right? He's on a nature trail, he goes off, and he doesn't live in America. In America, you can sue anybody, right? You can find someone to sue. Right? You'll find the mountain ranger who didn't put the piece of tape there, whatever. You'll find the... But you're not the only one in America. So you got no one to sue. You tripped in the forest, doesn't belong to anybody. It's you and the Rebbe Shalom. Okay? So Rav says, you're impacted by Kadosh Baruch Hu's karka? No, so sue the Rebbe Shalom. Right? So there, however, if it's Hevel, all of a sudden I'm a choy for the Hevel. Then that Tosfos says, but it was Karkoilov that hit him this time. Right? So how could Rab say that it's a Tolda Bor for Karet? That's according to Rashi. Where's the Machayim over here? So Tosfos says, if it's Karkoilov, so then it's Havola. Ketori said, you're a Chayiv Bor. And it is Karkoilov. So it must be Havola, right? You can't sue for Kargoylem, no one to sue. So Taisa says, over here is also Kargoylem. He says, no, over here is your knapsack. It's Chavot Didehu. Even the Mafkirit. But was Hezra Dvar, if he said correctly, Rav could not find a Baal Hamazik, so he said, it's heaven. Of it is no Hevel. So why is this Chavot Didei? What's Hezra Dover? How does Tos explain the din over here? No? What did you say?
It's his Masa.
It's his Masa. And what about when he dug a hole?
He did the Masa, but it wasn't the thing that caused it. It was the Karka that caused it.
No, so over here.
Over here, his backpack that he left in the Mr. Rabin was the one that was the thing that caused the person to.
No, the Chari's not. The Chari didn't fall on the knapsack. Right? Chabot, Tosfos doesn't say, Shem, Abne Vesakinus, he's Ikosai. He says, Chabot Didehu. You think he fell on the knapsack?
Right, I'm saying he tripped the knapsack and still fell on
the knapsack.
That's what the case is on. What Rav holds on Chafes.
The what?
With the Kadosh and Ishbar. Feels that if the animal, if you're carrying Kalim or whatever and you drop it in the water or it gets pierced by the broken Kalim,
yeah.
But if you slip on the water and fall on the ground, you're putted.
Because that's Karkoilim.
Yeah, that's Karkoilim.
Right. So here he says Chabot Didei. How do you learn Pshat? Rasha al iske kuyu psicha boloi av kol ta kola shifkir chaya. No, well, it was a pshat and taisis. How do you distinguish? Al chabot didayu. Apparently, taisis is saying that. We understand Shmuel, correct? Shmuel says, whatever I created a mazik, however that mazik damages, I'm chayiv. Alright? After the case, we do the poem, we take out the black box, and we check exactly how did it happen, in the last few seconds before we see Huzak, was it the chavot, or was it, that doesn't matter. The guy created a mazik. The mazik is damaging Chavot HaAvola. No, what does it matter? El Iske Kriya Psicha. We understand Shmuel very well, correct? Rav says Karka Oilam. It says Karka Oilam Hizikosei. So it must be that could not be with the Tervus Machayiva. It must be Al HaAvola. And therefore, if a person builds a mound and the animal climbs up and drops down, and clearly it's not Havole, clearly it is Chabota Potter. So Rav's understanding of Kriyub Sicha is I cleared, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Karka Olam. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu protected his Karka Olam by making it the road flat. Now I was Megala that Karka Olam. So that couldn't be. Nope, what would you say?
I understood it that it's totally on the guy's Asiya.
Yeah.
What did he do? According to Shmuel, then you made the Chavata and Havalah.
Okay, good. According to Rav?
According to Rav, you were Mechadish Tehevah by doing what you did.
Correct.
But when you move things around, you didn't.
Correct. You're Mechadish Tehevah, but you were not Mechadish Karkola.
Right, so that's over here just saying that like, because I moved it from one place to another, I'm not Mechadish it. That's what you're saying. Like, why is it not called Chiddush?
Like, no, over here he's saying that here I wasn't Megala the Karka Olam.
It was already there?
I created the fall, so to speak. I created the Chabata. I made it so that that he would fall in this spot, so to speak. Good?
I think Chavata today means that you put something that wasn't already there. Like with a boar, you're reshaping something that was already there. As opposed to with Sakino and Nevin, you took something that wasn't there and didn't reshape it. You literally physically put more mass that was there.
Right, right.
That's the difference. That's what I say Chavata today. You physically put something there that didn't exist. The boar, you're just reshaping it, and now it happened to be Nezek based on your reshaping, but you didn't put something there that wasn't already there.
That's correct. But that's I mean, you're saying the same thing in different lashon. So, what was the ma'isa? What was the ma'isa hezek over here? What was the ma'isa that I did? So again, Rav is hard for us to understand. Shmuel, we understand my ma'isa hezek is I put something there and as a result of which you are going to get hurt. Understand that. Rav says that the Torah said. What did I put something there with Mordechai saying is good? Did I put something there or did I remove something? If I removed something, nope. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a mazik. Kadosh Baruch Hu fixed the mazik. I took away the fix. I didn't make the hezek. Over here, I made the mazik. And I'm not being megala the hezek. Chabot didei. If I dig a hole, again, I'm not saying I can explain it well, I understand it well, but look at what Tyson is saying. Tyson is saying, the way I understand Tosfos is that when Tosfos explains that, when Tosfos looked at the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, so Rav and Shmuel were arguing about what kind of Maisa Hezek is the Kadosh Baruch Hu holding responsible for? What kind of Maisa Kri of Sicha? So Shmuel said any kind of obstacle that'll call Hezek. And Rav said a very specific that if I put something there that wasn't there, but if I took something away, then I'm not chayyeh for that. That's not what a boar is.
Is that what there's a custom Rav is learning from?
Was that?
Every say on that one that he learns it from the word Nafah.
Right.
That's why.
I mean,
that's just a reference.
But that's the how we're magdir. Now the Tosfos is bothered by is how are we going to be magdir boar so that it will include Amnesikinu Masoi.
Right.
So Rav says V'nafal. So the Rav not Kodim Shefkiroi. Right? But L'chari, that's the what Tosfos is pointing out is that according to what Tosfos is pointing out is that Rav has a very specific way of understanding Bor Shechi Yavosei Torah. But in terms of the way he's magdir the mazik, it's anytime I created something that's going to trip somebody else up. And as Rav and Shmuel, their machlekes is more about how to understand the bor Shabbat Torah, rather than understanding how to be magdir bor. The only thing that is bothersome is the Gemara says that if I move the ground around and I create a ridge, so Rav would say, then I'm potter. That's not called chavot edidei. Even though I did make a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ground accessible in a different way now. No, Effie?
Yeah, I was just going to say on that point that, like, Rav, in the three cases of Borja Kustav Torah and the mound and Avanos,
yeah.
Rav's going to say that in a case of a Tekal versus Rav that can be misafis to you, you're going to be chayav. So whenever you're dealing with karka olam, whether that's the chabat on the bottom of the board, or that's the thing that trips you up, that's the mound,
yeah,
that can be misafis to you. So you're not going to be chayav for that. If you have a board, so on the karka olam, the bottom, you're not going to be chayav for it, but for the hevel on the way down, you can be misafis that to you because you created that hevel, and it's also yours.
Right, but you're still going to have a hard time distinguishing between Avnei Sakina Masoi and making a mound.
The mound is the same thing as the karka olam.
Yeah, yeah. But I did move the mound around. I did create the mound.
But you didn't create the fall post the mound.
I did not create, and by Avnei Sakina Masoi?
You created the nezek.
Right. Still, it's a... What we're saying is correct. I can't say that we're saying it's correct that the Rav and Shmuel are arguing as to what is considered that I created the mazik over here. Hayoy said bor, the chiddush of bor is that when I create a mazik, so I'm chayiv for the consequences. So what's considered to be creating a mazik? Right? Sure, it's when I purchase a moving animal, I have certain responsibilities. Shein v'regal, I purchased an animal, I have a chrayis. Asian boar is, I've now created a mazik. So the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is, what's considered to create a mazik? So Rav says, the mazik was always there, karkoilam. I didn't create the karkoilam. So that can't be called that I created a mazik. The fact that hevel wasn't there and now the hevel's there, I created. So now Tosfos is saying the Avnei Sakina Masoi since I put that into place, so it's, if you want to say the way Yoni says it, so I created this mazik that this person could fall. So but I think what we're saying is correct. Let's have to explain a little bit better. Go ahead, Mayor.
I just don't understand the difference between saying that I put something in your construction, so I created that mazik versus that I created that. Like, I dug the board. As we said yesterday, sure, that the whole thing that if someone dug the board, then I created that mazik also. So why does it make a difference of if it's over, according to Rav, why does it make a difference over if it's...
Right, so Rav's saying, so when it comes to digging a hole, I did not create that which... gives with that which damages via impact.
But I thought we said that digging is considered the maisa. So once
right.
You dig something, so then
no, that's right, correct. So Rav takes one step further.
Okay.
Says, what did my digging create? So my digging created a hevel hamemis, and according to Shmuel, doesn't matter whether it's hevel hamemis or chabot hamemis, chabot hamemisa doesn't matter. I created a maisa. And Rav says, no, if I just created something which rearranges the Rabban Shalom's Bria, that's not called, if I make a mazik more accessible, Nope, that's not called, that's not bor. Moshul modavar daima. Let's say I attack him. I was going to discuss this. Let's say I move. I think of an example. Do they have to give more thought? Go ahead.
All these cases, all the Avos Nezikin that we're talking about are Mamu Mazik. So, in one way or another, it needs to be yours. And Rav's going to say that anytime we're going to be Mechayev, it needs to be yours to some degree. And he doesn't think that in any way Karka Olam.
That's this, the toast is the second toast on the base. We'll see. We'll come to it in a few minutes. Okay. Good. So again, the nakuda we're making over here is that I think it's hard to explain Rav, but the nakuda that comes out of this Gemara, what is clear, is that the Gemara holds that irrespective of Rav's understanding of Bor Shekosev Torah, the Rav is holding a person responsible. He will hold a person responsible for some chabot. Let's put it that way. When Rav said Mishum Habel Nam Shum Chabot, he wasn't saying a universal situation. He was saying the boy the Torah described is Hevel. In that particular case, I could not be chay for chabot. But when I can become chay for chabot, I will become chay for him. Machleik is Rav is much narrower. In other words, it's not that they have some big machlekes as to what the Torah was mechayev you for ma'ase hezek, for creating a mazik. Exactly what mazik I created. So apparently, Rav and Shmuel both say that in many many contexts, I'm chayev mishum hevel, chayev mishum chabota. All right, if I create a chabota and to use Ephraim's lashon, I can be misyaches that chabota to my creation, to my mazik, I'm going to be chamchay. What Rav and Shmuel were arguing about is bor shekosev b'Torah, when I dig deep, so then am I considered in that case to have created a mazik if the mazik is going to be impacted by something that is not mine. And it doesn't affect so much of the halacha, because Achrei Kechleis HaKol, our Gemara says that Rav will hold a response with some kinds of chabot. So now the Gemara says, however, so then we have it told, Avnei Sakin Masoi Shehiv Kira. And if he did not make it hefker, so now the Gemara says, "Have we? When is it a tolda about which might help us understand Rav Papa's din?" He says, "We got another tolda, a tolda devor." And we already said that the shore is an example of a tolda that will be ke'en itzav. Gemara says, how do I, if that's the case, that I've identified the tolda bor, my shno bor, shekein tchilas asiyosei lenezek, umamoyncha, ushmirosei alecha, Hanenami. So now these told us, when I placed it in its present place, right? The Rashi's struggling. My knapsack wasn't Tchilas Asiyos Lenezek. My knapsack was supposed to help me carry my svar. So Rashi says, Mashenasu bor, Hanekishahunchu l'sham, Hoyu Oimdim Lenezek. The moment that I created this Bor, it was already oimei to give to imazik. So tchilas asiyosi lenezek, my sehezek, in this case, my creation of a mazik was, like we say the phrase nowadays, we say a bor b'shtarab. In Shivas, when somebody leaves something in the middle of the middle of the hallway, so somebody will say, "The borbush is a rabbin, get it out of here, right?" So the tchilas asiyosin is like when you initiated this, when you put it in that place, it was already a mazik. Mamoincha taisvis says lav davke gabe bor de lav mamoinu. Right, Tosis is very bothersome. Tosis says, put that in brackets, scratch that. Gemara says, "Umamoyncha." So Tosis is pasam amoyncha. Lav davka, right? It's almost like a difficult Tosis. Other Rishonim say that we're going to learn later on that there's a chiddush lagavi bor. What's the chiddush of bor? That a terrorist is under Gershuska. Right? That's a Chiddush of Bor. Kiddush Baruch Hu says, Ki'ilu belongs to you. You can't walk away and say, it's a Gershuska Rabbi, belongs, let the township take care of it. Right? So it's Ki'ilu belongs to you. So he gave it, made it into your Rishus. Right? Gemara says the two things that Kiddush Baruch Hu put it back and you put it in your Rishus. One is Chometz and Pesach. Right? Even though it's worthless, you can't sell it, you live in a Jewish community, no one's going to buy it from you. So Kiddush Baruch already took it away from you. You can't make any money off it. Doesn't belong, has no value. Kiddush Baruch said that's correct, but legabei, the din of Le'iravimot, by your matzah, it's yours. Terrorist says, legabei bor, I dug a bor in public property, so I don't pay taxes on the property. And I cannot claim a yois, I dug a bor, and I can put my stuff there. No, it doesn't belong to you. However, the Torah said it's mamoyin cholagabe nezikin. Good. So that would be a very beautiful pshat that somebody should say. Well, told the bor kim bor. But the conclusion of this little section is we have not found what we're looking for. We have found told us of bor, very important for us. Okay, avnas akinim asoi shaloi yefkiran luchli alma yefkiran according to Shmuel. Good. But we haven't found a Tolda the Lavki Yezra. Again, this Gemara supports the reading of the Rif, the reading of Rashi. No? How do you see the Rif?
Doesn't it have the same characteristics?
The word, but that the Gemara doesn't spell that out. The Gemara doesn't say Maishna Bor, Shodan Mikalim, Maishna Bor.
Oh, Rashi.
Another Rashi, yeah. Ani Nami has those characters in there for Yishuv Chayim. Good. So that's the Gemara. Go ahead.
Does it specifically not hold the Rif, or it just doesn't as explicitly? And when we say Shemas and Alacha, or Mamon and Shemas and Alacha, we're not.
Well, so clearly the Rif's going to have to read the Gemara somehow. But the simple reading of the Gemara goes against the Rif.
But included in the Rif Shita is Rashi Shita.
Included in the Rif Shita is Rashi Shita.
It's in the Rif Shita, you're Chayiv,
and you're Chayiv. Okay, let's hold on that. Okay, we may start explaining that now, we'll see. If not, we'll wait a little bit. Hold on that. Go ahead.
Corn say that our demon by Bor teaches us a point by Hapkiris. That even though you could be mocked or something, that someone else could take it or it could be.
It's correct. It's
so
correct.
Responsible for it.
100%. 100%.
Could be
so that's Tosis. That's Tosis now. Exactly. Let's look at Tosis now. So again, so now we're zeroing in on one Nakuda over here. Okay, we're zeroing the Gemara. We got the Gemara. We got the background. We got where we're going. Now we're lasering in on one Nakuda. What's the one Nakuda? That if I take my knapsack, I put it for Shusar Rabbi. And I'm not mafkirit, right? So if somebody takes it, I will go after them and get it back. Right? Someone takes the safer out of my knapsack, it's Rishus HaRabim, you can't say that you're a mafkirit. Right, I left my laptop, which is a rabbi, and my knapsack. Somebody can't walk away with it and say, if I do a mafkir, if it's a tum, which is a rabbi. So I was not mafkiring. And then somebody trips over it. So Shmuel says it's a vor, which is a rabbi. Good? Shmuel's gemaldig again. Right? It's a gemaldig, it's a tolda of vor. It's not exactly a vor, I didn't dig. But it's a tolda of vor. It's not exactly a vor because vor was never in my rishus. This was once in my rishus, right? Somebody drops something in a boar, I will not say, I was kind it over here, I said it belongs to me. So it's not exactly like a boar, but it's enough like a boar that I created a mazik, in rishus a rabbim, it's there, and now I will become chayim in its hezek. Good. Says Rav, but if I wasn't mafkirit, so then it's not enough like bor. It's mishoyre lamando. It's really moment of mazik. Right? Because I wasn't mafkirin. Classic bor has to be something which I created, but I don't own. I made hevel, mirchabota. Right? So Tosfos says, first of all, mishoyre lamando shor is three others. Is a Karen Shane Regal. So how do you Karen? It's gotta be Karen. Why does it have to be Karen? The Shane Regal Petun Rishus Rabbim. Right? So it can't be Shane Regal. It's gotta be Karen. Tosfos, it's gotta be Karen. But Karen has a din of Tamus Muodus. So we're gonna say that the first two guys have tripped over my Abnasakina Masoi and Potter. The third guy I'm Chayiv. The first two guys, I didn't know that people trip over knapsacks. Right? Now I know the guys who have knapsacks, I'm chayav. Right? Tosfos says, Rav, you said it's for sure. And we said before, all told us of sure are like the Om. And the Gemara doesn't stop to say now and say, oh, we at least found Rav Papa. So we found the Rav Papa, we found Rav, give Rav Papa. So Tosfos says, how do we understand this line of the Gemara that Avnis Akin Masoi without Hefker is sure? Right? So again, we could say, not really Arsugia right now, but Tosfos made it to Arsugia. But that's what we're lasering in on. This one shita that Rav holds, Avnis Akin Masoi, Koidim Efgeron, and Mishar Lamadnu, to Tosfos says, if Mishar Lamadnu, there should be a din someplace. That either I'm potter b'shus a rabbi, that cannot be, because the Gemara dafka mechayev b'shus a rabbi. So you're going to tell me tamus u'modus ain't lechalek bein tamus u'modus? Why? The leishayich lechalek elo balechayim. Tosfos says a chiddush that I can have a tolda of shor, and I will say that it's kiyotze, but not I won't say lav kiyotze ben, but it'll be let me lav kiyotze ben. I'll say the told of shore, and I'm potter, and I'm going to be chayiv. It's going to be a mood right away. Why? Because he says it only makes sense to say tamus umu odos lagame balechayiv. All right, doesn't make sense to say that when it comes to an animal, it makes sense to say that over time it picked up a different tuchuna. Right? It makes sense over to say over time that I discovered something about this animal, but it doesn't make sense to say that my knapsack became a mazik over time. Doesn't make sense to say that I now discovered something I didn't know about my knapsack. So therefore, since it's not shayach to be machalek with tamus umlodos, we will not be machalek between tamus umlodos. And Tosfos says, and we will not say this is totally saying la kiyotzeh ben. Right? Tosfos says, but I do have a kasha. That's not a kasha. Vim toim rehechi gomer mishor. Tosfos says, it could be Tosfos has a kasha, but he says I have a bigger kasha. What's my bigger kasha? How do you understand the Gemara? How do you send Rav Shita? Rav Shita, then he holds his mishor lemanu, maj l'shor shekein bal chai, v'kabonosi lahazik. The Tosfos asks a very, very simple question. We know how to define Karen. We define Karen as Kavonos Lahazik. We define Karen as that it is a Baal Chayim goes out to damage. So how can Rav say that I'm the Sakin of Masoi, is a Tolda of Shor? Correct? Kasha. Taisviz Mufarish Rashbam, the Osi, Mibor Bishor. Mimuatzad. So Taisviz says it does not mean Mishor. Pshat the Gemara must be that Shmuel says I learn exclusively from Bor. And Rav says I learn from a combination of Bor and Shor, something which the Gemara will introduce on Daf Dalit. The Mimuatzad, and the specific Derech Halim will be called the Mahatzad. The Mahatzad might be common denominator, might be Mahatzad. No, Mahatzad is a limud that we defend a pircha with another limud. Right? In other words, I have a machayev of bor. And then Rav says, I cannot learn this from bor because bor is karka oilam. Bor is havolei shel oilam. So I can't learn it from bor. And this is not karka oilam, not havolei. This is my avnesekinu masoi. So I learn it from shor. Then the Gemara would say, Rav would say, but I can't learn it from shor because shor only teaches me that abal chai, kavanos lahazik. So I said, well, bor teaches me that even though it's not kavanos lahazik, it's still, I'm still chayiv. Right? That's a ma'atzad. I'll learn it from shor, but shor, there are distinctions, but then I'll learn from bor that those distinctions are not significant distinctions. If you're to tell me that Baal Chai is the only way it can be mazik, you're only chayiv when your property is on the rampage, I'll say, bor teaches you that if you create a mazik and it invites somebody else in, you're chayiv. If you'll tell me that the only time I'm chayiv for a mazik b'shusar rabim is if the object doesn't belong to me, so I'll tell you, sure, Karen b'shusar rabim is chayiv. Ma'atzad. You'll ask me a distinction, so I will defend my hekesh, I'll defend my limud by saying that this tzad, that in fact is different, I'll be able to defend and say, no, will tell me that tzad is not a significant pointer. Ma tzad, you might find a distinguishing feature. I'll tell you that distinguishing feature is still a machayev in another of. Good. Ulekamun gabe yatzada shavidik omer abaye leisuya amisakinoi loy goras ilerav de omar kula mishere levadu haynu shor de lerav asi shapir de bemad sad asina. Morris, that Taisa says that I just explained to you how Rav really learns shor. Shor does not mean shor. Shor means shor bor. But later on, the Gemara is going to say, according to Abaye. And Abaye says that when the Mishnah says ma'atzad, at the very end of the Mishnah, it says, atzad ha'shav ha'shav ha'shadar kol ha'zik l'shmish alecha. U'kishiz ha'chav ha'maz l'shalem. And the Gemara is going to say, why do I need to have a tzad ha'shav? What's the Gemara? Why is the Tana making an observation? You should know. I'll give you a nice way to remember this. There's a common denominator. What is that doing for us? So Gemara says it must be teaching me a new mazik. And Nirbaya says, you know, it's teaching me I'm Nisakina Masoi. That matches. That Sana Shavashib and Shadarkin Lazik, Shirasan Alechem, Ukishiz a Kama Mazik Lishalem. So the Gemara says, our Gemara says, but according to Rav, Kulam Mishayre Lavadnu. I don't need a tzad shava. It comes to told of shor. How could Abaye say that the mad tzad is teaching me? I'm the beginning of my soy. Rav says it's me shor. So Taisva says I can, now that I've explained to you that it's Shorbor, that line doesn't make any sense. Because it is learned from Matz. I do need the line in the Mishnah to tell me I'm the Sekinim Asoi. So he says, no, what do we do? Lo Yigaras. We don't have that Girsa. Right? We get rid of a Mincha, and we not get rid of this line. A little sketchy. But Tysus probably had another caveat. Alright? Good. Every line of Tysus is a Chiddush Shavi, right? First line is that Ein Lachalek Bein Tamus L'Mu'adus, and as it gets us to work, we're pointing out over here, this line is, this Shita, Rav holds, Vishar Levan, it was tough. Right? Vishar Levan has got to be Karen, but no Tamus L'Mu'adus. That's number one. Number two, Mishayra Lamadnu, but we can't learn Mishayra. Right? So we learn from Shorbor. Shorbor? The Gemara says, I'm Sikhi Masoi, Mishayra means Mishayra, not Mishorbor. Because the Gemara says later on that I'm Sikhi Masoi is your example of does not satisfy as an example of a Matzad. Tesla says, okay, get rid of that line. Next. But now, I have a Kasha. Right? My first kasha, no time for modest, good. My second kasha, changed the caveat. But now we're in trouble. What? Now we're in trouble? I will kasha, kevon, to the more nami yolif, lepotri, bu kalim, kibar. Look how many of machai, bu rav kalim, gabi nishvakate. Now that's something I'm stuck with. A pellet, take a thing. Tamusamu aldos, we'll work it out somehow. But there's a ptur kalim. And Rav says Mufurish and Chav Ches and Aleph, and I have no Ksav Yad, no alternate Ksav Yad, and I can't say no. We're not going to work with Kalim in a bor. And Rav says I'm a Chayiv in Kalim. So how can I be Chayiv in Kalim if it's me? I'm a Kosh of a bor, not me Yolev. If I'm learning it from Shorbor, it's got to have the halachas of Shorbor. And it doesn't have the halachas of Shorbor. It has the halachas of Shor, not Bor. That everyone tears for. Alright? Ha'oilam mizeh. Alright? Tais is not tears for. This is one of the difference between Brisk and other Mahalachim. Other Mahalachim will say, let's try to find the tears for Tais. Brisk says, no. Tysus could have figured out any Teres he could have figured out. Right? If you can figure out Teres from Tysus, that means you didn't understand Tysus. You have to figure out why your Teres is not a good Teres for Tysus. Right? Used to be Rosh Hashim and YU when Rabbi Kiveir had a Kasha, so he refused to be Miyashu Rabbi Kiveir. He said, but I can tell you why I don't understand Rabbi Kiveir. So to the Mahalach and Brisk is, if Tysus says you don't understand it, that's it. Now we have to explain very, very well why there's no Yisha for this. So what's Taisvah saying? How are we explaining Taisvah? Taisvah says that if we learn from a Shor Bor, that means we have to have, if it's a told of Shor Bor, it has to have all the coolas of Shor Bor. Right? It's not going to have Tamas Muadas. Doesn't apply to inanimate objects. So it can still be Ki Yitzvah. But it has to have the Ptur of Kalim, and it doesn't have the Ptur of Kalim. Tzaruchim. Alright? Vais tochois, mikan lomdim. Right? From here we see the what? That when you learn a tolda from a composite of two ovois, it really is a tolda of both ovois. And it has to have the loches of both ovois. Correct? No, I say Effie.
The mob side, the way Rabbi just explained it, that's the way I'm understanding it, is that it explains why a particular case is going to be chayav, because it may not fit specifically one ab, but a combination of the others creates a reason why you should be chayav. It doesn't say anything about unique halachos to it, what cases might be putter, what cases might be. It's just that this is something that a person, that you can generate a chayav.
But Tos does not say that.
Right, so am I misunderstanding the Matzah, or is Tos taking a step after the Matzah?
What is the difference? What Tosus does not say what you said. So therefore, what? How did you misrepresent Tosus? No, we have to figure it out. Go through every step, and then let's see which step is not mukhrach. Replay. Okay. You did it very well. Replay, do a replay.
The Ma'asad seems to explain why a particular case should be chayav, even though it doesn't necessarily fit into one specific avos, but it could fit under the canopy of two avos, so it should be chayav.
Good, okay.
It doesn't tell me anything about the specific turim or halachos of one avos or another avos.
Okay, so that obviously Tosus would not accept that line. And that line is a chiddush what you're saying. It's illogical what you're saying. Right? I've learned and told her from two avos. So why shouldn't I have the restriction to halachas of both avos? How can I be machayev and told her more than the av? How can I be machayev a bor in Mishus HaRabim if Shein Regel spot in Mishus HaRabim?
Right?
So you want to be machayev a tolda of Shor Bor more than the bor? What is, but the matzad, at the end of the day, this Avnei Sekinim Asoi is chayiv because it's chayiv because of your matzad of Shor Bor.
Yeah.
So it's a tolda of Shor Bor. So a tolda cannot be chayiv more than the Av. So where'd you go wrong?
Well, if you're going to be mechayev in any one particular case, then you could say that that's coming from the other av. Bor is putter for kalim.
Well, but I need both avos. Umari Arab Pirish, the Ka'omar Rashbam, Avnei Sekina the Asher, the Shinu Kubeses. Explains the Rashbam just a little bit. We said it already. Just spells it out. B'chsav. Ta'asya b'tzad ha'shove mishor ha'bor. Pal gedina ka'omar. T'chiyaminon bor yechiyach suleka mine lemifrach. You're going to ask a kasha. You're going to ask a kasha that shor is a balchai and my avnus hakim is a balchai. Bor yechiyach suleka mine lemifrach. T'chiyaminon malo bor. Shein tchilas as a yosi lenezek, who would then have to get him a soy, shein nicha. Behold the masik, le kamen malu boy, shekein ein koich achem u urva boy, le shaychai pircha, because he put it there, not beruch mitzuya. So now, we could find this in the Rush. But since we're in the Sherilamad, what did I miss over here? Vaishna told of the shame. Kosavatrasas. Kosavatrasas. Shove them on the cross of the common. David said a shove. I just came to say, I guess, you know, no. Let's try again. Gimel on the base, Heinu Bor. New Kosher. Cuts, okay. Gillian. Just the next piece. Mishor Lamadna. Kosev Batosfes. Doesn't match up with my sheet. Should we go back to this Baba Kama the one that? Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that. It was the rush. Is the rush not here? No. So this, the rush points out that this Nakuda is a Machlegis Rishonim. The rush has it in Siman Aleph. I don't know how to guide you to it because it's in Siman Aleph Daf Vav Aleph. It's only a few minutes left, so if you can't see it, listen carefully. Right, in the case of Avnei Sakina Masoi, that they damage Baruch Mitzuya, that they learn from Bor and Esh, not important right now, but they have the coolest of both Bor and Esh. V'yesh shedestap ku bedover, and there were those of a suffix about this, about what Effie was grappling with now. The li nira to call din Bor yeshlehem, and the Rosh says no, they have the din of Bor. Teda, he says, and I'll bring you a raya. The Alfinon, I skipped three words, me bor bishor, lishmuel the omar tonashor le ragloi. Alright? So he gives various examples. And he says, Hilchach nira, the iker talmiduhu mi bor luchude, the bor gomerheim. Avnoi umasekoin umasil, the bosser de naicha, bein lafkirinu, kula mi bore lamadnu, ule rabbath be afkirinu. And he gives other examples. So the Rosh is concluding a similar approach to what Effie concluded. And that is that if you skip down, he says, by the shin of the pulpuli charifta. Elavade kiriperishes the ikir chiyavinu mi bor hilchach avnei sakina masoi shenich merosh kagoy benoflu ruch mitzuya biziko derech hiluch and ave told the deish. So the Rosh is arguing with Tosus, and the Rosh says that we can understand why Rabbi Machayev, even though it's a Matzad of Sharon Bor. How does the Rosh explain Rav? We're learning from Shor Bor, however, Mishor Lamanu means no. Meikore Shaldomer is a Shor. but I need a boar to support the limud of shor. Right? The machlekes Rosh and Tosis is that the halacha is that Rav will hold that Amnei Sakina Masoi is Chayiv and Kalim. Shmuel says Potter and Kalim. Shmuel says it's a boar. Good. Rav will say, no, it's a shore. Good. Tosva says, I cannot understand that because Rav needs boar. He really means shore boar. Rosh says, it makes a lot of sense, I understand it, because we're really learning it from shore. The boar is just to support the leaving from shore. But Me'ikar Adin, it's a shore. All right? What does that mean? It's a shore, but I need boar to learn it. But I understand Taisa. Taisa says, but I can't learn it from shore. So if I can't learn it from shore, Semeicha Taisa, then it won't have the Pturim of shore. Okay? So now let's go back to what Effie was saying before. So Effie's aura before was, no, how did you not understand Taisa? Because
it seems like the Maasav just tells you that would be Chaya,
right. If you'll say, this is the Briska Rav's Mahalach, he says the point that distinguishes between the Tais and the Rosh is what does the Matzah do? What's Pshat I'm learning from Shor Ubor? Is the Pshat that I'm learning the Chiyuv from Shor Ubor, but once I have the Chiyuv, I only have four of a Zazikin. I do not have a Shor Ubor composite. The Machayev, I can learn from a Shorbor composite, but after I have to say, but it has to fit into one of the obvious Nezikin. It can only be a told of one off. And Tosva says, no, I'm not learning the Chiyuv. I'm learning the details of the Din, I'm learning from the obvious. And if I learn from Shorbor, I must have the details of both Shor and Bor. And therefore, Taisa would not accept Effie's Mahalach. All right, again, so Briska Rav, this is to point out, because this is a building block in the Briska Rav's understanding of these few daf. We have a Taisa, just to get the Mahalach over here. What happened over here? What did we learn today? We did a sugya that discussed the Toldos of Bor. That's the sugya. And the Suya came to the conclusion the Toldos of Bor is Toldos Sein Ki Yetz Ben, gotta go on to the next Suya of Eish. Fine. Then the Gemara said, in the Shakul Vitaria, there are at least three Chidushim. Chidush number one is that we have a deeper understanding of Rav's Din, of that it's Karko Oilim, that's Chabot, that's Havala, not Chabota. That Rav was saying that Chabota, Avola, doesn't matter, both are Machayevim. If you create a Mazik, you create a Mazik. Bor Shechiyavose Torah is Havola. Because the Maisa, using Effie's word, has to be Maskasha to you, Sama. Good. I don't understand it fully. We'll come back to it. Next. Then, as a ancillary or in the sugyim, Tosva says that Rav could not say Mishore Lamad. He must mean a combination of Shor Bor through a Matzad. Must mean that. Otherwise, we could not learn Adnus Nekin Masoi from Bor. Good. Tosva says, but I'm left with an eyes and a kasha that I cannot answer. And that is that a Bor of Adnus Nekin Masoi will not have the halachis of Bor. Sorry. The Avnet Sekin Masoi that is a tolda of Shor is not going to have the Pturim of Bor, even though it needs Bor to be Machayivet. So how are you talking? How could Rav say that Avnet Sekin Masoi is Chayiv and Kalim? Without Bor, it wouldn't become Chayiv. The Rosh says, not a problem, Bechlau. It has to be a told of one of. It has to be a told of Shor. I use Bor to help me understand it as Chayim. But once it's Chayim, I only have a certain number of boxes put in it. It goes in a box of Shor. So So the Brisker Rav says you see a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, between Tyson and the Rush. How does the Ma'at Sad work? Is the Ma'at Sad creating a chiyuv, and then I sit back and I say, have my four slots? Or is the Ma'at Sad saying, once I create the machayev, so then it forever remains a mechuyev by this combination? Brisker Rav says that now you can begin to understand why Rashi would say that Tol Nesein Ki Yoitz V'Hen means it is either Chayav or Potter. And the Rif would say, no. Chayav Potter is not a question. The question is, which halach is that? Okay, let me continue.
Ready for the real world?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? Okay.